time for another episode of the Blues Adventure with Java Show. This episode, a handful of blues icons in this one. Bo Diddley, Buddy Guy, Janis Joplin, a long live version of I'd Rather Go Blind by Government Mule. Then John Lee Hooker and a tune I converted from vinyl by Texas Johnny Brown. Muddy Waters, I guess I should have called this the Blues Icon Show. Finishing up the show will be four blues women powerhouses. Rory Block, Sue Foley, Bonnie Raitt, and Big Mama Thornton. Thanks for tuning in. Bo Diddley, the song, was the first song that Bo Diddley, the musician, recorded, and it spent 18 weeks on the R&B charts in 1955. And here it is.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, Diddley called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house, I'm gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Sunlight's up, my daytime. Moonlight's up.
hope you like that set, getting you into the blues groove. Starting off with Bo Diddley, the song and the musician, Iconic. Talking Iconic, Buddy Guy, followed with Fever off of his 2006 release, This Is Buddy Guy. That was followed with a musician needing no introduction, Janice. And Buried Alive in the Blues, a song written by Nick Gravenites, who in addition to writing many songs for Janice, also wrote songs for many other musicians, as well as performing in his own bands. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, KVSH, broadcasting and streaming from Vashon Island. Up next, a long live cover of a song made popular by Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind, and this is done by Government Mule, which was a side project of Allman Brothers band members Warren Haynes and Alan Woody.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you and that boy walking, something deep, deep, deep down inside told me it's time to cry. I was just sitting here thinking.
Thank you.
That was I'd Rather Go Blind, performed live by Government Mule in 2010. The song was first recorded by Etta in 1967. Thanks for checking out the Blues Adventure with Java Show on The Voice of Vashon, KVSH. You know you can listen anytime to some of my past shows by just going to the Voice of Vashon website or use the app to bring up the Shows tab. Scroll down just a little way to Blues Adventure with Java. Thanks. One of the blues voices I just love and identify immediately, John Lee Hooker. Up next is his song, Boom Boom Boom. I can't say enough about this song, so I won't.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead right on my feet. How, 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 how. Talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby.
John Lee Hooker and Boom Boom Boom, first released as a single in 1962. he used what would become known as the Funk Brothers as his backing band on that song. In the mid-1980s, Atlantic Records rummaged around in archives of old blues recordings and put out a box set of these recordings, which I was fortunate to buy. One record was devoted to blues guitarists, and up next is a track off of that vinyl record, a song by Texas Johnny Brown called Bongo Boogie, with Brown on guitar and vocals. This was recorded in 1949, so you can expect that quality. Texas Johnny Brown in Bongo Boogie. Brown spent much of his long musical career as a sideman, often uncredited, and put out only two albums under his own name. Up next, a prolific songwriter and performer, Muddy Waters, who I saw perform at the tender age of 17. He was part of the Rainier Beer First Annual Blues Festival at Heck Edmondson Pavilion, along with Big Mama Thornton, Big Joe Turner, and George Harmonica Smith. It was also the last annual Rainier Beer Blues Festival, as only 100 or so folks showed up for the show. Life-changing for me. So here's Muddy in County Jail, who first appeared on his 1971 They Call Me Muddy Waters release.
I was transferred down to the county jail. You know, I'll never get the day. was transferred down to the county jail. I killed the woman I loved. I didn't have nobody to go my bill. I called my friend. I said, would you please spot it wrong? I called my friend. I said, would you please spot it wrong? You know my friend told me, mother, you know the time is too doggone hard. When they came up to trial, the judge had the paper laying down in his hand. When they came up to trial, the judge had the paper laying there in his hand. I'm gonna give you 99 yells, buddy. You killed that woman and she was glory for me. Next woman I kill, I got got to be out of my doggone mind.
Muddy Waters and County Jail, some fine blues there. I hope you're enjoying this episode of my continuing blues adventure with me, your host, Java. This is the Voice of Vashon with Mojo Monday, starting at 6 with Rick Reed's Motown, 7 with Blues Adventure with Java, that's me, from 8 to 10, Mojo Mike's Blues Review, and at 10, an episode of The Jazz Guy. Check us out over the air, or, if that doesn't work, all of us in another 4 dozen shows can be streamed anytime from the Voice of Vashon website or app. I got a whole set of current blues women coming up. First up, a favorite of mine. Well, they're all favorites. Rory Block and The Pony Blue. And this is off her Blues Walkin' Like a Man album, which he released in 2008.
Wow. I said I ain't gonna be your low-down dog no more. No, no. Just the same. Oh, come on, we're going down to the Delta. We're going to find. I'm going to find you, baby. Nobody tell me what to do. I got to make my way, baby. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Mm-hmm. Oh. Good woman got the blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rory Block started off that set with Pony Blues. Sue Foley followed with Bad Luck Woman, a song written by Memphis Minnie and released by her in 1937. Finishing up the set was Bonnie Raitt and Blue for No Reason, a song written by Bonnie, which she first put out on her 1998 Fundamental album. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show. Thanks for coming along for the ride. This is also the voice of Vashon, KVSH, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Well, it's been fun for me. I hope you enjoyed too. For the last set, Big Mama Thornton, and a song she wrote and first appeared on her 1987 release, Jail. The song, Sheriff O.E. and Me, I can't find a definitive explanation what Sheriff O.E. means, although O.E. is a slang for Old English malt liquor. Maybe. Anyway, this has been the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon. Until next time, have a great evening, morning, whenever you're listening.
Junction City, my brother down in Old Monroe. I started up north to see some friends up in Ohio. But I'm stuck here in Union County, no place to go. Sitting at home, minding my own. Ooh, a man came up to my door. I peeped through the screen. He looked tall and lean. He had a hard neck for his boy. Says, hey, boy, you know me. I don't cause trouble no more. Sitting at home, minding my own, my old granddaddy and me. Stop by, you get a little high, you hear you made a low.